Well, we hear Jesus in the gospel sending out his 12 apostles. We heard their names. He has named them. And really, Jesus really has come to usher in, as we hear, the kingdom of heaven. Ultimately, it's the church. And we know that Jesus has come to basically enable us to have our sins forgiven. He has come to destroy death. And remember, when Adam and Eve sinned, sin entered into the world, and all of creation was, in a certain sense, damaged, wounded, because of sin. And so all creation, as we hear, St. Paul talks about, is groaning in expectation of its redemption. So Jesus has come, and he's come not only to, you know, save us spiritually, but also the physical order. He has come to restore that, ultimately, at the end of time, to have the new heavens and the new earth. So he really is acknowledging the importance of both the spiritual and the physical reality that we have. I mean, that's in part why he became man. You know, it's important for us to realize that God became man. He took on a human nature. Just amazing. So he's come to redeem all of creation, the spiritual and the physical. And for us as human persons, we are both of body and soul. So both are very important. Yeah. Now, certainly the soul is more important. We hear about that. But we can't underestimate the importance of our body. Because one of the things is both are connected. You know, we don't necessarily see or understand how this is, but they're intertwined. You know, it's not like we're just some, our soul is sort of entombed in a body. No, they're connected. The body and the soul are connected. We're one person. So they impact each other. Jesus emphasizes this. You know, what is he goes out and tells them to teach. We won't hear about that. We didn't hear about that today. But he'll say, go out and teach. But what does he say first? Cure every disease and illness. Cure their sicknesses. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. You know, so he's acknowledging the importance of the physical and how it can impact the person. You know, this is important. And so, again, the spiritual and the physical can impact one another. For example, the spiritual and sin. You know, when we sin, we can be ashamed or distressed or down. And it kind of, you know, when we're that way, it kind of slows us down physically. You know, it's just like we don't have as much energy maybe. Other things can happen. You know, stress does impact our health. There's science out there that talks about that. So if we're stressed over what we've done wrong and bothered by it, yeah, it can impact us physically. You know, certainly sin, when we do something like when we get drunk and then are in a car accident or you know, we get angry and punch somebody and break our fist, physically we're affected. Yeah. So again, it's the spiritual impacts the physical, our bodies. You know, our soul impacts our bodies. But also the other way around. You know, the physical impacts the spiritual. Sometimes people can underestimate the importance of the spiritual in this regard. You know, a lot of people say, well, go to see a psychologist. You know, we got to see a psychologist. That's the way to fix it. Well, a lot of the problems can be spiritual. Yeah. So, you know, that's why a sacrament confession really is powerful. You know, we go there and we're healed by the Lord. Yeah. I mean, certainly there are psychological elements, but I think it's overestimated, really, how important the spiritual is. And you know, certainly our physical, you know, when we're sick, for example, this really can impact us spiritually. I don't know about you, but, you know, when you got a cold, it's just like, I don't feel like doing as much as I would like to do. It affects our wills, yeah. We can get discouraged when we're sick. It's just like, well, what's the point? We can doubt God. Yeah, it's like, God, why did you do this? Why are you allowing me to do this? You know, do this to me or have this happen to me. Where is God? You know, it can bring doubt. And we certainly can't act on that doubt in the sense that actually really doubt God, but it's a temptation that we have to really try to avoid falling into the sin of despair, or, you know, get discouraged and turn away from the Lord, or do something that wouldn't be proper. You know, and this, you know, again, sickness impacts us, and Jesus acknowledges that. We actually have a sacrament called the anointing of the sick. And if you go and read, you hear the sacrament in the rite, it actually says, you know, talks about, you know, when the person is despaired, give them hope. When discouraged, assure them of the support of your holy people. Yeah. So in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, it acknowledges the spiritual and the physical, now they're connected. So now certainly the sacrament anointing can heal one spiritually, but also there can be physical healing in the sacrament. You know, just the Lord does work. So Jesus acknowledges the importance of healing sickness. There's a sacrament that does that, anointing of the sick. And we know that Jesus in his public life, many times, you know, he heals sick people. He's instructing his apostles to go out and do it, but he actually did it. You know, he showed them. He was healing sick people. And one of the things, you know, if you read about the sick and healings is, seems like a lot of undertones is an element of faith. You know, the person really believed and they were healed. So Jesus really showing the importance of sickness and how a person can be transformed in healing that sickness. You know, some of the people that were healed, what happened? You know, they went out and spread the good news. They shared with others, you know, Jesus, he healed me. And Jesus was like, don't say this to anybody. But in a sense, they were healed and they wanted to share that. They had been transformed. They had been changed. And, you know, some came to a greater belief. So the physical healing can transform and help somebody really come to a greater belief in the Lord. And how many people do I see these miracles where it's just like this person was healed and like it was God who did this. It was a miracle. It can move somebody to the good. Yeah. So Jesus acknowledges this, sending out his apostles to cure the sick and heal. And so I think important for us to realize that we're called to take, you know, as best care of we can as our bodies, you know. Part of it's, you know, if we're healthy, we can serve the Lord in a greater way in a certain sense. Now, I'm diminishing suffering. Suffering is powerful. And if we're sick, you know, we can offer that up. And that can be a way to, you know, make reparation and this kind of thing. But ultimately, you know, it's like God gave us temples of the Holy Spirit, our bodies. We're called to take good care of them as best we can. Certainly our souls. And when we do that, in a certain sense, we can serve the Lord in a greater way. I mean, just think, if I was sick and I couldn't come to Mass, yeah. I mean, you could find another priest, but that's, you know, there's a loss there. Yeah. So I think it's important for us to be mindful about that we want to take care of both our body and the soul so we can serve the Lord. So how do we do that? How do we take care of both our body and our soul? Certainly, you know, we come to the sacraments. We're nourished spiritually. The Eucharist is the source and summit. It's, you know, where we get our strength in the Lord. Sacrament of confession. You know, we come to that sacrament. We're healed. You know, if we're sick, seriously sick, certainly. But if, you know, there's a number of situations where, like, you know, before surgery, you know, we can get the anointing of the sick. To be strengthened, to have surgery go well, other situations, you know, spiritually. So we want to be spiritually healthy, but also, you know, to work at physical health. You know, obviously to eat the right foods, exercise, try to minimize our stress, and then, you know, one of the things is in today's age is like really to know what we're putting in our bodies. You know, what, you know, there's all kinds of stuff today. It's just like, what's really in this stuff? You know, so really for us really to look at that. You know, the devil understands that we're both body and soul, so he's going to attack the spiritual, our souls, but he's also going to attack our bodies. You know, he's going to attack that angle. So we really have to be vigilant and aware of, you know, the things that we're, you know, doing spiritually, but also physically, what we're putting into our bodies, what we're doing with our bodies. Again, our bodies are called to be temples of the Holy Spirit. So we're mindful about this. We just ask that Lord would help all of us really to strive to be healthy spiritually and physically so that we can serve the Lord. We can certainly go out And then, two, in serving the Lord, we can help others. We can support others, you know, who are sick. We can visit them, pray for them, support them that way. In other ways, really to give encouragement to them. And it can be a powerful moment where they can be transformed and turn to a greater extent to the Lord.